Well, a husband and wife were driving down the road one day, and a police officer pulled the husband over and noticed that he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. So he said, "Why aren't you wearing your seatbelt?" And the husband says, "Well, I'm very sorry. I always wear it. I just forgot to wear it this one time." And his wife spoke up and said, "Officer, he never wears his seatbelt. I tell him to wear it all the time, and he never listens to me." And then the policeman says, "Well, show me your driver's license." And the man says, "Oh, I'm sorry, officer, I forgot my license today." And the wife speaks up and says, "Officer, he never carries his driver's license. I tell him all the time. In fact, I don't think he even has a driver's license." And the husband gets so angry, he says, "Quiet down, woman." And the police officer says to the woman, "Does he always speak to you like that?" And the woman said, "No, only when he's drunk." Well, we see that is one kind of anger. But the kind of anger in today's gospel, when the Lord cleanses a temple, is a different kind of anger. There's a difference between losing one's temper and using one's temper. The great Jesuit Father John Hardin always says it's okay to use your temper sometimes to make a point, but you should never lose your temper. If your child runs out into the street and you run out and grab them, I mean, you have to show the child emotion. You have to show the child how upset you are that they did this, right? You have to make the point. So the Lord here is making a point. Zeal for his Father's house is consuming him. So there's such a thing as righteous indignation. We should be upset for terrorists who fly planes through buildings. We should be upset at child abuse and abortion and all these crimes against the innocent human life. See, these things should make us upset. But it's a holy zeal for goodness and to protect the innocent. It's a kind of a holy thing, righteous indignation. That is different from the sin of anger. And anger is one of the seven capital sins. There are seven, what's called the seven deadly sins, sometimes called the seven capital sins, which means they are the head or the root of all other sins. And those are pride, avarice, lust, envy, gluttony, anger, and sloth. Those are the seven deadly sins, and anger is certainly one of them. But in today's gospel, we take a look at today's scripture from John, we see the Lord is not losing his temper here. He's using it to make a point. Why did the Lord show this righteous indignation against what was happening inside the temple? I think there are three reasons why the Lord was upset with what was going on inside the temple. And the first reason is that the money changers and those that were selling the oxen and the sheep and the lambs and the doves and the pigeons had set up inside the temple area. See, the temple was designed that the Holy of Holies was in the center, then you have the court of the priest and the court of the Israelite men, then the court of the women, which was the Israelite women. Then you had the outer court, which was the court of the Gentiles. And these money changers and those selling the animals had actually moved from outside the temple, where they should have been, because obviously people who travel a great distance can't always bring their own animals with them to sacrifice, and so they could get them there. But they had actually moved inside the temple, into the court of the Gentiles. And so there was no longer a place for Gentiles to pray in peace and silence. As one author writes, "The temple authorities and the Jewish traders were making the court of the Gentiles into an uproar and a rabble where no man could pray. The lowing of the oxen, the bleating of the sheep, the cooing of the doves, the shouts of the hucksters, the rattle of the coins, the voices raised in bargaining disputes, all these combined to make the court of the Gentiles a place where no one could pray or worship in peace or silence." That's the first thing. The Lord said, "You're making my Father's house the place where there should be an opportunity to pray." And the Lord wanted Gentiles, men and women of goodwill, even though they were not of the Jewish faith, he wanted them to be able to come and pray in his Father's house. That's the first reason why he probably got upset. The second has to do with the exchange rates that were being charged. And if you read the history of this, about 2.5 million Jews every year would go to Jerusalem during the Passover. And there, they had to bring an animal to sacrifice, an ox or perhaps a sheep or a lamb. If they were poor, they could bring two pigeons or two turtle doves, and these would be offered in sacrifice. And they also, every male over 20 years of age, had to pay a temple tax. And this temple tax had to be paid with Jewish currency, a temple coin. So you had these 2.5 million people coming from all over the world, from Greece and from Rome and different places where Jewish people had been living, Egypt. And they came and they all had their foreign currency. And their foreign currency had maybe Caesar on it or some other emperor or even a pagan god. So the temple would not allow these coins to be used in the temple. So that's why the money changers are there, to change the currency into acceptable Jewish currency. Now, when you travel to Europe, they always say, don't change your money at the airport. You know why? It's more expensive, right? Go to some bank down a side road. You'll get a better exchange rate. Well, a lot of these people, there was no other exchange rate. They had to change their money here. And so these money changers have become so wealthy by cheating these good and sometimes poor people and giving them very bad exchange rates. And then the third reason why the Lord got upset was because of the inspectors. As you know, people could bring their own animal to be sacrificed. That was part of the idea, that you made a sacrifice of something that belonged to you. But the inspectors had to make sure that these animals were of a certain quality. The lamb had to be unblemished, the doves had to be a certain way. So people would travel and bring their own animals, but the inspectors would say, not good enough. But this lamb has a blemish, this dove is defective. And so they would not accept that, and they had to buy, you had to buy from them. And so a dove that would be 50 cents down the street was $5 inside the temple. So again, the Lord was very upset with how they were doing all this inside the house of God. The money changers, the inspectors, the noise in the court of the Gentiles. So the Lord makes a whip. There's only two times in Scripture where the Lord ever made anything. One, he made some mud paste to heal a man's vision. And this time he takes some cords and he makes a whip. And he drives out the money changers and he overthrows their tables and the coins are scattered. He lets the birds out of their bird cages, and he drives all these animals outside of the temple. Amazing. See, we see here the power of Christ as God and man. He must have been very powerful, because you had the temple guard, you had Roman soldiers, and yet nobody could stop him. And here he was, just a man with a whip, doing all this. And to do something like this would be the death penalty according to the law. So they come up to him and say, why are you doing this? And Jesus said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. Destroy this temple. Of course, they were thinking about the large temple, and they said, this is crazy. It took 46 years for it to be rebuilt. It wasn't even finished then. You know, King Herod started in 20 BC, so 46 years they had worked to rebuild this magnificent temple. Of course, the Lord was referring to the temple of his body. So he says, destroy this temple, my body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. So what can we take from today's gospel? I think the main thing we should realize is that the Lord referred to himself as the true temple. As you know, the temple would be destroyed in 70 AD, and Christ himself would become the true temple of God. And so St. Paul also reminds us as Christians that our bodies are temples of God and dwelling places of the Blessed Trinity. So our bodies are temples. That's why we say at the new translation of the Mass, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof. See, the roof refers to your body as the temple. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. So what I would recommend during this Holy Lenten season, that you allow Christ inside your heart and soul to to drive out the money changers in your soul, what are they? Perhaps they're one of these other deadly sins. Maybe it's pride, maybe it's avarice, maybe it's lust, maybe it's envy, maybe it's gluttony, maybe it's anger, maybe it's sloth. What are the things in your temple that need to be driven out? And during Lent, you give Christ permission. Say, Jesus, drive out these things from my life. That's why we go to confession. When you go to confession, you're opening your heart and you're confessing your sins. You're getting rid of these things in your heart and soul that should not be there. And you're saying, Jesus, during this Lent, help my body to be truly a temple of God, a dwelling place of the Trinity, and drive out everything that is displeasing to you.